News. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. announcing new sanctions against Russia, punishment for the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago and the death of Alexei Navalny 1 week ago. ABC's Patrick Reivel is in Ukraine and says without additional U.S. funding, the fight there is becoming dire.
We're seeing the Ukrainians basically have to ration ammunition. They were already having to ration ammunition back in November. So obviously the situation has become much, much more critical now. And we heard from some US officials just this week saying that they predict there could be a catastrophic shortage of ammunition by late March, which is certainly seems to align with similar things we are hearing from Ukrainian troops on the ground.
Alexei Navalny's mother says Russian officials tried to blackmail her, threatening to do something with his body if she doesn't agree to a secret private funeral. No classes today at the University of Georgia. A nursing student at a nearby school who went jogging on campus found dead near the athletic field. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal UW system leaders struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. People with PFAS-polluted wells will have to wait for help from the state. Governor Evers says he plans to veto a Republican bill that passed yesterday over the objections of Representative Jeffrey Meursault.
If you had contamination in your well, wouldn't you want to have that well, somebody to help you fix that? And, it's not about, taking things away from the DNR.
Meursault says the bill protects innocent landowners from liability. Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. After holding steady most of the winter, drought conditions have begun to expand in southwestern Wisconsin. Severe drought is centered over an area roughly south of I-90 and north of the Wisconsin River, with most of Richland, Vernon, Sauk, and Crawford counties part of the 17% of the state in severe drought. Drought conditions exist in 40% of Wisconsin, while abnormally dry conditions spread from 68% last week to 86% this week across the state. The DNR says there's a moderate wildfire risk across most of western Wisconsin this weekend due to dry and windy conditions. Out-of-state hunting, fishing, and trapping license fees could go up if the state Senate agrees with a unanimous vote in the Assembly Thursday. The bill, which intends to help fill a $16 million hole in the DNR's fish and wildlife budget, would increase non-resident fees to $200 for deer hunting and add $5 to other hunting and fishing licenses, as well as $20 to combination licenses. The Senate previously approved some of the fee increases. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers' Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco, and I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still holding onto a slice of mild air as highs rise to the low 40s, all ahead of a cold front slamming the state. As it arrives this afternoon, it could fling a few flurries around with spotty snow showers that could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch of